evil plans.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plans.
And begonias.
All they ever want
let
is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living give without any fuss.
Us.
Water,
water,
sun, and air.
And
are
sun.
All they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Broadcasting live from A Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. It's hour number two of Garden Talk, and we're at the nursery today celebrating spring and Mother's Day and the crazy people at Iron Man in Santa Rosa and up on Old Redwood Highway running past Gwen's house since 4 o'clock this morning. And Daniel R. Gibbs, proud owner of A Better Way Nursery, thank you for sitting in with us this hour.
Absolutely.
As always, it's astounding what they've accomplished in the past 6 months since we were here last October. If you're looking for the nursery, it's a quarter mile north of Todd Road on Stony Point. It does, from the front, you really can't see what's going on. You need to just turn in and come in and explore the acres of magnificent nursery specimens that Daniel has created here.
This is another one of those destination nurseries.
Absolutely.
That you come in and then you're surprised, like, I didn't even know this was here. Look at this.
Well, Gwen, you ran into someone that has a gardening question for us this morning.
Yes, I did. And Ina, her mother, and
Madeline.
So, Madeline, tell us your question.
Well, I have previously had two string of pearls plants that I could not keep alive, and I really, really want one to succeed at my house, so how can I keep one alive?
Well, they like bright light is one thing, and another is the biggest thing is well-drained soil. So you want to use a real sandy, even like a cactus mix with them.
So the soil that they come with when you buy it at the nursery should be sufficient, should be well-draining enough, no?
Nah, not really. I don't think so. Well, here, we try to do it right.
Okay.
And we actually have a special soil mix that we use, and we increase the sand in it so that we have a faster draining soil. Mm-hmm. And they don't mind drying out between watering. One of the things that might help you is get a moisture meter. They're like $10. You know, you go to wherever, a hardware store or whatever, and you know, get you, or even order it online, get you a moisture meter, and you want them to drop to 3 on the moisture meter. And then you can water them, okay? So don't overwater, well-drained soil, and feed them every week.
And bright light.
Yeah, and bright light.
But not direct sun.
They could take morning sun, just not hot afternoon sun. Okay. Yeah.
So are you keeping this plant indoors?
I've tried both. I've tried indoor and outdoor.
Okay, so we should tell Madeline that they won't survive outdoors through the winter.
Yeah, they're very tender. They won't take the cold.
The ones I see outside of my neighbor's house have been out there for years. So they are, like, flourishing, so I'm always so confused.
Wow.
Yeah, it could be in a protected area. What part of town do you live in?
Right by the JC.
By the JC? Yeah. So that, you know, semi-cold basin area there, so it's going to get pretty cool. But, again, exposure on the house, which side you put it on. It can be warmer, south side's warmer, you know, so...
Well, I'm going to try it again.
Okay.
Taking one home today.
Yes. We'll help you out.
Thank you.
And then you call me if you have any questions, if it's not looking good. Seriously. I love to be called by my customers and answer their questions. We want to see you succeed, too.
Awesome. Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks
Madeline.
For sitting in this morning. 636-1350, if you have a question for us this morning, we'll take it live on the air. No one on hold at this moment. You have Daniel Gibbs, who's an award-winning landscape designer and nurseryman, and Gwen Kilcher to answer your questions. Of course, you read Gwen's column that she writes with Dana and the Press Democrat the first and third Saturdays of every month. They've co-written that question-answer column for over 25 years in the PD. This is the solution-oriented radio show. If you have gardening questions, if you're stumped about diagnosing a plant ailment or IDing a plant, there's two ways to reach us. Either on the phone, that's instantaneous at 636-1350. You can also shoot me an email, steve@ksro.com, because we're taking email questions as always, as usual. Do you still have that crazy pineapple plant? Did you see the pineapple plant last October? Remember that pineapple?
Yeah.
You still have that growing, Dan?
With the little pineapple on
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's still got the little pineapple, only now it's about twice as big.
How big is it now?
Oh, I think it's like 4 inches tall.
4 inches?
Yeah, about 4 inches.
You've had it.
And it's about 3 inches around. That's my daughter's pineapple.
You keep it in the greenhouse, and it grows a teeny little bit every year.
Yeah.
It's just remarkable, isn't it? You'll ever get a pineapple off it?
I don't know.
No.
Have the split-leaf philodendrons. You should look at that. And they're in bloom, and they've got their fruit on them. And then that's why it's known as Monstera Delicia, is monstrous and delicious. So monstrous leaves and delicious fruit.
Split-leaf philodendron has fruit?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you'll have to come and see the blooms. The blooms are like that big.
Well, we were just in that greenhouse with those gigantic.
I've seen greenhouse one.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It's my guy.
Wait, split-leaf philodendron has fruit?
Oh, yeah.
Is it edible?
Yeah, you got to be careful, because what's interesting is you know, it comes from the jungle. And most of the plants in the jungle aren't edible, and this has a defense system, and the defense system is a naturally occurring glass. So the outer skin of the split-leaf fruit is glass, and you have to peel it off, and then it has segments like a pineapple, but the fruit is like a banana.
Have you tried it?
Tropical.
This is astounding. We'll have to go look at that after the broadcast is over. Yeah. Let's take a call from Santa Rosa. Scott would like a word with us. Welcome to Garden Talk, live at A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good. Thank you.
Real quick question. I saved a little bird of paradise plant from my mom's house in Sebastopol because I was out back and it got neglected. I had somebody tell me that it can't take direct sun. Is that true or false?
That's false. It loves sun.
That's
if you want to get any, if you want to get any flowers from it, it needs more sun than shade.
Yeah,
it'll probably do.
Down.
And it should be okay. Just make sure you water it enough. But also, depending some areas where it gets too hot, it would probably like a little reprieve from the late afternoon sun. But, you know, you'll just have to watch it and see. And as long as it's getting enough water and it's not waterlogged, then it should do really well. So, no, don't listen to that person.
What about fertilizer?
You know, I would put compost around the plant, any kind of organic compost. And as that starts to break down, that'll feed your soil and then it'll feed your plant. And unless you see that the leaves are very pale green or they're turning yellow and there's a reason why you need to feed it some fertilizer. But if it's looking good and it's growing and it looks healthy and happy, then it doesn't need any fertilizer. Just put the compost on the ground. Keep it a few inches away from the leaves because it sends up babies. And so you don't, you know, you really don't want to smother them. So keep a few inches away from the main plant and watch the watering and let it do its thing.
10-4. Well, thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks for your call, Scott. Hi, Steve. Hi, Gwen. Hi, Daniel. I'll definitely visit the nursery you're broadcasting from today. It sounds great. I have a question. I have a kumquat plant in a very large pot. It's outdoors in full sun and in the past produced lots of fruit and it was very healthy. It no longer is producing fruit and or the flowers die off and it just doesn't look as healthy as before. It's getting sufficient water. I'd like to plant it in the ground. It's in a pot now. Maybe I have clay soil. What time of year should I plant it in the ground? It never seems to go dormant. If I need to wait to plant it, should I fertilize it now? Question online. Any response about this kumquat?
I would plant it in the ground, but I wouldn't plant it in totally clay soil.
Yeah.
I would find a full sun spot with good draining soil, and if you don't have that, then add some compost and work it into the soil as best you can. Don't dig the hole any deeper than the depth of that root ball, in the pot, but dig the hole wider and make sure that the soil is well watered. And then you pull the plant out of the pot, you plant it, tamp the soil around and make sure it's you don't plant it too deep, or you leave it sitting up, like the root ball sitting up a couple inches too high. You know, just plant it level with the existing soil. Then give it another good drink of water.
Could that plant be suffering from root rot, maybe?
Yeah,
it's sitting
it,
in
it,
a
it
big
could,
pot?
It could be. I mean, with all this rain that we've had, my two big kumquats, they were doing great. And then they were sitting in water. And after a few weeks of that, you know, and then spring is coming, you know, when we had the fall springs in February, early March, all the leaves are falling off and they're dying, and half the plant is dead. And you can see where the root system, that part of the root system was sitting in water and the other half wasn't. But any issues that a lot of citrus have usually from too much water or not enough. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and plant it now. Watch the watering. Full sun, no fertilizer. Just leave it alone. Don't give it anything until that root system starts to take off.
Now, it's going into clay soil.
No, she's got to mix some amendments.
Sandy soil.
Somehow.
You need more sandy soil. Of the soil.
Sandy soil would be better, but she's got clay.
Yeah.
So I'd add some.
She can
some,
do it now.
Yeah, I would get it in the ground. The sooner you get it out of that pot, and the sooner it can get established in the ground.
There's your answer from the master herself, Gwen Kilcher. Is killed her kumquat? No, your kumquat's doing okay?
No.
That's not doing okay.
No. Half of it is gone. But I'm waiting to see if it'll, I don't know if it's totally dead. Maybe it just dropped all of its leaves and it'll come back.
636-1350 if you'd like to talk with Daniel Gibbs, live and direct, the owner of A Better Way Produce and Nursery, and Gwen Kilcher. Call us now, or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. From Windsor, Helen, it is your turn. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Hi, Helen.
Hi. Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
I was calling about earlier. Good morning. You mentioned a red Japanese maple that takes sun. I wondered how tall and how wide that might grow and what kind of gallon container it's in.
The Yanabi Shidaris are in 15 gallons, and it grows about 6 to 8 feet tall. And about 4 to 6 feet wide.
6 to 8 feet tall. Okay, and can I ask you?
That's in about 10 years.
That's in about 10 years, though, Helen.
Oh, so it's a very slow growing. So it's a very small one.
Well, the ones that we have are about probably, 3.5, 4 feet tall?
Yeah.
And so it's going to about double in size. Basically,
okay,
is what it's going
to
do.
But
yeah, it's going to be a while. They grow about maybe 3 to 6 inches a year, something like that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Sounds great.
Now, Helen, aren't you the one that called in a few weeks ago about your cat Smudgy taking your bringing in garden gloves?
You remember that? Yeah.
Well, it's not every week that we get a call about a cat named Smudgy that steals the neighbor's garden gloves.
Well, you kind of remember Helen from Windsor. Helen, and then, you know, that sticks in your head. But I do have a funny story. My friend Gary.
Tell you one. Do you have time for one more?
Sure.
The best thing Smudgy did, this was right before he left. I heard him doing his trill, and I looked out the window. I said, "What have you got, Smudgy? What have you got?" And he's coming across the street. I swear to God, he has a one-gallon plant container over his head. He's carrying it in his mouth. I don't even know how he could see. I'm not kidding. I was just floored. I wish I could have gotten my camera in time. So it's with all my gardening gloves that he got me throughout the years.
Smudgy was a born entertainer.
Well, my friend
liked to garden.
Yeah, yeah. My friend Gary Blasi, who bought me those long-fingered gloves, he heard you talking about your cat last time. And then I saw him a few days later, and he said, "Gwen, I want to tell you, my cat came home the other day with one of your gloves." And I'm like,
"Oh,
what?"
My God.
No, he was pulling my leg because he laughed at your story about your cat, and he just had to say that his cat took my glove, and he thought it was very funny, which it was. I believed him for a second. Just for a second, I thought, wow, that would be really funny if his cat took my glove. But he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. No, he just was pulling my leg.
So you never found your glove, Gwen?
No, but he did buy me two more pairs, so.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, good yeah, show. So I'm good to go.
Thanks, Ellen.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your, thanks for your stories. Bye.
You betcha. That's, bye.
It was great hearing from you. Let's go, I guess, further out to the coast. Kathleen would like a word with us. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Kathleen, are you calling from Dillon Beach this morning?
Ryan's Beach.
Where's that?
That's 2 miles west of Monterio, almost out Duncan's Mills.
Oh, Ryan's Beach, that's out near Guerneville, Monterio, out that way, Duncan's Mills.
Yeah, it's actually called Rusty River Meadows.
Oh, well,
it's
welcome to the
Austin
show.
What creek flows into the Rusty River.
I know exactly where it is. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, I've had this split leaf philodendron for a while. And I remember my mother always had it, that had one, and I always enjoyed it. And my husband brought this home a couple of years ago. And all of a sudden, all these long, gangly, root-looking things are coming out from it. And I'm not quite sure if I should prune them off or what to do with them. They don't look very attractive.
Yeah, it's a bummer. they don't necessarily look attractive, but those are air roots. And it's from the jungle, and it's that's how it gets a lot of its moisture and a lot of its nutrients is just out of the air. So you don't want to cut them off. If you do, you can kill it.
Uh-oh. I did prune some off, but there's still several left. So I never remember seeing that on my mother's philodendron. So I was a little confused by it. I thought maybe I don't know what I was doing to it. Okay, so then I'm all right just leaving them. I just wish they were a little more attractive.
Yeah, what you can do is you kind of pull them back, and sometimes the leaves, when they get big enough, they'll hide them, you know. But it actually, if you're seeing a lot of them, that's a great sign that your philodendron is absolutely happy camper.
Oh, well, it's indoors, so of course I don't leave it outside. But all right, that's fine.
Do you remember?
Excuse me?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I don't have much trouble out here with drainage because the soil is very sandy. My problem is having to water more often than I'd like to.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember we had Marnie Turkel, the orchid specialist, and she was talking about the Phalaenopsis, so that morph orchid that had those aerial roots that were coming out, and, you know, when they're plump and beigey looking, that's a sign that the plant is healthy. So you're not supposed to touch those. You just leave those alone, and you don't put soil on top of them. So
I didn't connect the dots, so that answered my question. Oh,
yeah, similar thing with this.
I will just kind of push them towards the back.
There you go. Hang lights on them.
Hey, thanks for your call, Kathleen. Good to hear from you.
Oh, I've been listening to you guys for years. I love your program.
Thank you. You're
Thank
a woman
you.
Of good taste. Thanks for the call.
Come on down to this nursery.
That's really great. 636-1350 if you want to reach us. We'll take another call after this break. But in the meantime, plan on including A Better Way Produce and Nursery in your travels this weekend, whether it's today. Of course, if you come in today, you're going to be dining on some incredible pastries from East Wind Bakery here on Sebastopol Road, the most unique pastry you've ever seen in your life. The bakers will be in joining Chef John Ash on the Good Food Hour. They'll put out a spread that's beautiful. And then Jorge Alcazar will be in from the beautiful ice creamery down there on Sebastopol Road. He'll be bringing in spectacular ice creams from Frozen Arts, some fresh-made fruit pops for you to nibble on. That's all coming up between 11 and noon today in our special Mother's Day weekend broadcast at A Better Way Produce and Nursery. They're right in the heart of Roseland, 3615 Stony Point Road. As you head south off Sebastopol Road, about a quarter mile north of Todd, come in and stroll the acres of magnificent plants that Daniel R. Gibbs and his staff have put together. It's really a treat to be at this nursery. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher in the KSRO greenhouse today. You can reach us at 636-1350 or shoot us an email with a gardening question or comment, steve@ksro.com. This is KSRO.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Do you ever imagine bringing the indoors outdoors?
Hi, I'm David from Sonoma County Sunrooms and Patio Covers. Thinking about redoing your patio this summer? Why not add a louvered roof?
David, what is a louvered roof?
A louvered roof is a covered patio that you control. Whether you want shelter or shade, a smart remote directs the natural lighting and temperature of your patio through the louvered roof from Structure. Business owners, architects, and patrons love this product as it complements countless commercial outdoor projects such as restaurants, tasting rooms, and beer gardens. Let Sonoma County Sunrooms and Patio Covers bring this product to your backyard or business. Our design team is able to work with you to stay within a budget everybody is comfortable with.
Want a louvered roof system that expands into your backyard? Create an outdoor living space like no other and make your backyard your new favorite room.
Visit SoCoSun.com or the showroom on Santa Rosa Avenue, just north of Todd Road. They're offering a free drop screen upgrade for a limited time. SoCoSun. Design. Installations. Remodeling.
You know him from 60 Minutes. Come meet Scott Pelley, one of the most experienced and awarded correspondents in broadcast journalism, who will be in conversation with KSRO host Pat Kerrigan on Wednesday, June 5th at the Flamingo Resort in Santa Rosa. Pelley served as the CBS News Chief White House Correspondent, anchor of the CBS Evening News for 6 years, and has been reporting stories for 60 Minutes since 2004. His stories have accounted for half of all the major awards won by that broadcast show since he joined it. Now he's on tour with his new book, The Truth Worth Telling, A Reporter's Search for Meaning in the Stories of Our Times. If you're trying to make meaning from the news, join us for a veteran correspondent's take on that and hear his defense of free speech and free press. Pelley will be in conversation with the winner of the National Association of Broadcasters' highest honor, the Marconi Award, Pat Kerrigan. Tickets include the book and are available at SonomaCountySpeakerSeries.com or on Eventbrite under Scott Pelley.
Country Summer, June 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. Jake Owen headlines Friday.
We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night.
Tim McGraw Saturday.
And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
And Old Dominion Sunday. Over 3 days on the Chevy Silverado stage. Tickets on sale now at the Fairgrounds box office and countrysummer.com. Brought to you by Bay Area Chevy Dealers, Redwood Credit Union, Friedman's Home Improvement, Bud Light, United Airlines, Les Schwab Tires of Sonoma and Mendocino Counties, Kendall Jackson Wines, River Rock Casino, Sonoma Clean Power, and Jack Daniels. Live freely, drink responsibly.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from A Better Way Produce and Nursery right here in the heart of Roseland on Stony Point Road right before you get to Todd Road if you're heading south. Do come by and check out this nursery. You'll become a regular. Helen, nope. We talked to her this morning. We talked to Kathleen this morning. We're now down to Lee's call from Healdsburg. Welcome to Garden Talk. Lee, what can we do for you this morning?
Oh, thank you. I was so pleased to hear your guest speak about his pineapple plant. I was gifted with this plant, and I didn't know what to do with it. And it had a pineapple on it about the size of a good-sized coffee mug. It was fairly large. And at any rate, it grew, and I had it, maybe 6 months. And then it smelled so fragrant. And then one morning I went in, and the thing was toppled over, and it had spoiled. but it was still fragrant. So I cut it off of the plant, and it looked so awful. The plant proper looked terrible. It wasn't well cared for, and it had come from a nursery, I assume, because it was in a pot, and I was going to throw it out. And then I decided I was fertilizing some of my other plants with VF-11. So I just started giving it a shot of this VF-11. And I wondered if it was like an artichoke, that it have a pup. And by golly, it did. And that pup now was about 7 inches tall. And I'm wondering what to do with it. Do I cut the main plant off?
Yeah, it's actually a pineapple is a type of bromeliad. And so you can actually cut the pup right off. You want to slice it, give it a little extra, you know, when you cut it off. Make sure you don't cut too close to the pup, okay? And then just keep that in, you know, very loose soil. You can use even an orchid mix. Will work great for it because it's in the epiphytes, so it is an air plant. So they do grow them in soil, but the volcanic soil, the pumice, is very airy. So you want very airy soil. That's what you want to do. You could almost plant it in like you could go and get some the pumice rock, red rock.
Okay.
And keep it indoors or outdoors? Oh, and fertilizer. I was wondering if we should keep it indoors or outdoors. I'm asking Dan.
Indoors.
Okay.
I mean, you could keep it outdoors in the, you know, and it's tropical, so, you know, it wants to be warm. It doesn't really want to get below 50 degrees.
And should she continue feeding it that VF-11?
Yeah, VF-11's good. That's a foliar absorbent. It's okay, you know, you can't burn a plant with that. You're not going to hurt it.
You got that, Lee?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Good talking with you, Lee. 636-1350 if you want to chat with Daniel and Gwen. Live garden talk as always. Are you doing the Sonoma County Fair this year again?
Oh, absolutely.
And can you reveal the theme of this year's fair?
It's based on country western songs.
Oh,
I'm trying to remember the actual name of the fair, but
really?
Yeah, it's based on kind of art. So ours is going to be Sunflower, that was sung by Glenn Campbell and written by Neil Diamond.
And that's going to be your theme this year, sunflowers?
Correct. We've already got giant sunflowers growing, and we've got Rutabecchias growing, and Leatrice, and all kinds of stuff we're growing for the fair.
Well, you know, you're looking at the sunflower queen of Sonoma County right here, Gwen.
Oh, good. Then we'll put you in charge.
Well, the Rugby House Lark Field Wiki up. You know, the guy, if you're heading north, the guy that has all that antique farm equipment?
Yeah.
Now, do you ever see that big patch of thousands of sunflowers on the road there?
Oh, no. I haven't noticed. No. Sorry.
Never mind.
That's hers.
Oh, that's yours. I'm sorry.
Forget it.
You have a million babies started?
Not yet. They'll be coming up shortly.
Because ours haven't sprouted yet, and we're wondering what's going
on.
I mean, we got our giants are up. We started those in the greenhouse, and they're about, I don't know, a foot tall now, I guess.
Well, these are volunteers that keep coming up every year.
Oh, really?
So when the temperature's optimum, then they all start popping up.
I see. Okay.
So, yeah.
Great.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Great. That is going to be so much fun, Dan. That's going to really draw people in, that display of sunflowers at the Sonoma County Hall of Flowers this year.
Yeah.
636-1350. If you have a question, get online now, and we'll get right back to your calls. Or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. The sun is out. It's a beautiful day to visit the nursery. It absolutely is. This is a Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road. If you think you've seen all the nurseries in Sonoma County, if you haven't been here, you haven't seen one of the most stunning nurseries anywhere in Northern California. Waterfalls and just acres of places to stroll through, five or six different greenhouses, and there's magnificent areas devoted to different themes. You won't believe some of the waterfalls and landscape design elements that Daniel Gibbs has initiated here at the Magnificent Nursery. There's lots to look at. And also, when you're here, make sure to enter to win one of the 10-inch hanging baskets. Wouldn't that look good on Mom's back patio? We'll do a drawing every hour this morning. At 11:05, Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen today will be tasting magnificent one-of-a-kind pastries from East Wind Bakery on Sebastopol Road. You won't believe these pastries, and you can sample them during the Good Food Hour. And also some great ice cream palitas, some fruit pops from Frozen Arts, also a terrific local Roseland area ice cream shop that I know you'll enjoy sampling during the Food Hour. Back after these messages, it's KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
This is Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO. When I relocated here 6 years ago and set up my Rincon Valley home, I decided that here in the Rose City, I'd better get the color of roses in my home, and I kind of stumbled on King's Nursery right in the middle of Santa Rosa. I found a panorama of sights and aromas that made King's my absolute go-to spot for roses, hanging baskets, potted plants inside and outside. 5 years later, small indoor plants have transformed into large, luxurious, and healthy additions to my home. And the ground surrounding has become a vista of colors and fragrance. Everything from gorgeous rose trees to healthy and colorful baskets to morning glories climbing and reaching for the sky. King's Nursery is simply flower heaven right here in the middle of the Rose City. I cannot recommend King's more enthusiastically. 1212 13th Street, Santa Rosa, or ask your smartphone directions to King's Nursery, Santa Rosa. It's the perfect time to add color and fragrance to your life. King's Nursery, 1212 13th Street, just a few blocks off College, or kingsflowernursery.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis of KSRO on the Wine Road. I've been in radio and audio production my entire adult life. I could tell years of wearing headphones has caused some hearing loss, so I thought a hearing test might be a good idea. I went to Park Place Hearing Center in Petaluma, and though it turns out my hearing has only been slightly affected, the owner, Dennis, offered me two state-of-the-art hearing devices to try. These things are incredible. You can control the volume, the environment, and low-end and high-end settings from your smartphone. And the best part is, and I know you're concerned about this, no one noticed I was wearing them.
My name is Dennis Tobin, the owner of Park Place Hearing Center. I've been in the industry for over 30 years. If you suspect you have hearing loss, come on in for a free hearing test and a free demonstration of the latest products.
Stop in and see Dennis at Park Place Hearing Center and take advantage of their free hearing test. I guarantee you'll be as surprised with the technology as I am. They're in Petaluma and San Rafael and parkplacehearing.com.
Hi there, Bennett Valley and Santa Rosa. This is Kristeny from Bennett Valley Pet Center. I wanted to wish you and your furry loved ones a happy spring. We have a variety of bright and colorful collars, leashes, and harnesses for your pups to sport on their sunny walks. We also have some great throwing toys for these nice spring days. We have popular foods such as Taste of the Wild on sale this month for just $39.99 for a 30-pound bag. Come see us at Bennett Valley Pet Center, located on Yalupa in the CVS Shopping Center.
When you feel heartburn up in your throat, you'll do anything for fast relief. You might chug milk directly from the source.
Okay, girl, easy.
You might slurp down an entire slushie in a single breath.
Oh, that didn't help.
Don't try just anything. Try new Rolaids Heartburn Soothers, the only antacid that melts to leave a cooling sensation while it starts working as fast as now to relieve heartburn.
Oh, that's better.
Soothe the burn with new Rolaids Heartburn Soothers. Use as directed.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Partly cloudy throughout the weekend, high 70 today, 58 on the coast. A few clouds for tonight, low 50 across the county. Some more clouds for tomorrow, mid-70s, 60 in Bodega Bay. Then for Monday, mainly sunny skies at 73, 58 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Thank you.
broadcasting live at A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa, just north of Todd Road, a magnificent nursery that it may have not been on your radar yet, but it should be on a perfect spring morning, a Mother's Day weekend. This is the place to come by and spend an hour or so perusing all the different shade houses and greenhouses on this one-of-a-kind property. Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher, on the road this weekend and delighted to be here. Judy asks, is it too late to start giant sunflowers, Dan, via the email question?
Nope, not too late at all.
Put them in right now?
Put them in right now.
They'll be up?
Perfect.
And in the next few months, they'll be up by August or so?
I think they take about 120 days?
It depends on the variety.
Yeah.
If you want those big heads that have that are good for sunflowers, for birds, or for snacking, you know, for eating, then yeah, they'll take, you know, 3 or 4 months to be mature. But if you want them for color flowers like me, probably 75, 85, maybe 90 days, depending on the weather. But no, that's what I'm going to be doing this next week, is getting my 50 million varieties of sunflower seeds sown. So you're good to go, Judy.
You grow a lot of ferns here, Dan. What about ferns with color? Are there ones we can choose?
Yeah, autumn ferns are great. Japanese painted ferns, great. Leather ferns transition in color a little bit.
The ostrich fern with
ostrich fern
green color.
Yep. Maidenhairs are chartreuse.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And then there's button ferns are kind of a lighter green. They're cute.
Yeah, they have a unique look to them.
No one talks like ferns. Buttons. I'm glad we're talking ferns.
Yeah.
Mother ferns are awesome.
Oh, mother ferns, yeah.
What's the best habitat for them?
Shade. Good under redwoods, actually.
So yeah, if you have deep,
that's something that's good under redwoods.
So even deep shade, they don't need much light to thrive?
No, because they don't flower, so they really don't need a lot of sunlight to produce flowers. And they're great in containers. If you get one of those, say those autumn ferns, which has a bit of a rust bronzy color to it, and then you have some orange, say, impatiens or white impatiens, something to complement that color, or something yellow. I mean, you can have, you know, three different plants in a container with that fern being the accent of the plants. I mean, it could be really, really beautiful. Come up with a lot of plant combinations with these colored leafed ferns.
From Santa Rosa, Mitch would like a word with us. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Hi, Mitch.
Good morning. Great nursery. I've been there several times since you guys broadcasted last year. My question is pertains to okra. Gwen, I think you've probably grown it before. Do you soak your seeds first?
No, and don't you remember how successful I was compared to you?
Well, of course I do.
With the seeds that you gave me from somebody's grandfather and this and that. But no, I have to tell everybody, I have to be truthful, Mitch. Some hot weather came along, even though okra loves hot weather, but I didn't water them really in time. And so then they just stopped growing. And that was the end of the okra. So the ones that did produce from the seeds that you gave me were delicious. But unfortunately, I didn't have much production because they just stopped growing. But no,
well,
I don't
I'll
soak
have to
my
get
seeds.
You some more seeds from old
you do.
Charlie, and I'll make sure that you get them. But then I had another quick question.
Wait, but don't soak
with some moles. And I dug up a hole and looked in it, and do you know what I saw in that mole hole?
A rabbit.
Molasses.
A what?
I saw molasses.
In a mole hole, you saw molasses.
Yeah,
is this
I
a
saw
joke?
Molasses.
Oh, mole asses. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that's clever. Okay, it took us a while. Thanks.
That's You're too funny, Mitch.
Joke. Thanks again for everything you guys do.
Okay.
Hey, good luck with your okra this year.
I'll bring you some seeds over at the station next Saturday.
That's
okay,
beautiful.
Thank you.
We're spending some with Daniel R. Gibbs from A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Your nursery won the prestigious Best of Show at last year's Sonoma County Hall of Flowers, didn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah, that was great. What was that installation? What was the name of your installation?
That was Coastal Charisma.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wasn't that stunning?
Yeah.
It was great we had you on. And you're entering again this year, and it'll be a sunflower extravaganza.
That's correct.
At this year's Hall of Flowers. We'll take a break. We can take more calls during the next 12, 14 minutes. 636-1350 for Gwen Kilton and Daniel R. Gibbs, both sitting in with us today on Garden Talk Live. And at 11:05, Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen. All that coming up in the next few minutes. 3615 Stony Point Road. Sun is coming out, some high clouds, temperatures into the mid-70s. Actually, it's perfect weather to stroll the grounds of A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Do put it on your radar for this weekend for Mother's Day and enter to win one of the 10-inch hanging baskets that we're giving away this morning during the broadcast. This is KSRO.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market. Find a wide selection of garden starts, savor farm fresh eggs and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, and asparagus. Enjoy farm-to-table almonds, walnuts, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. Multiple food vendors are serving up an excellent breakfast and lunch using farm fresh products. Minhee's Korean Cuisine, The Green Grocer, Mi Fiesta's Fresh Tamales, and a whole lot more. Santa Rosa's original farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Every woman is born with a natural beauty. Dr. Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center built his practice on the principle of restoration. He enhances your natural beauty so you can look and feel your best. Listen to one of his patients' stories.
I recently saw a photo of myself in profile and was really frustrated with the fat under my chin. I work out, eat well, but it wouldn't go away.
Having been a patient of Dr. Tom's for years, she shared her frustration with Dr. Tom.
Dr. Tom told me about a new product called Kybella. He said it's kind of like injectable liposuction.
Kybella is the first and only FDA-approved injectable treatment to improve the appearance of moderate to severe fat beneath the chin by physically eliminating the fat cells.
With minimal downtime and no anesthesia, it seemed like the perfect solution for me.
Look younger by Monday. To schedule a complimentary consultation, call 707-542-VEIN. That's 542-VEIN or online at laserandvein.com.
Yes, we know it can be an emotional time if your home is infested with termites, bed bugs, spiders, ants, what have you. It happens in the cleanest of homes. So be calm, take a big, soothing, cleansing breath and say,
Clark, we need you!
That'll work.
Clark Pest Control. Call for your free inspection. Clark will rid your home and yard of pests and keep them away. So be calm. Talk to us at 1-800-WE-NEED-YOU or clarkpest.com. Say, Clark, we need you.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Garden Talk Live at A Better Way Produce and Nursery, a name you have not heard much about, but you're going to hear a lot about it, as Dan, so many people have started coming to the nursery just a few minutes ago that are discovering this. Now, it does come up quick if you're coming south on Stony Point Road. It's only a few hundred yards north of Todd Road, so slow down and look for the sign, or it'll just whiz by you.
Just past the palm tree place.
Is A Better Way Produce and Nursery.
That's right.
Yeah, we're three doors up.
From beautiful Cloverdale, California, Bill has a question for us. Welcome to the broadcast at A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Stephen, Glenn, Dan. I have a quick question on growing Haas. I believe it's a Haas avocado. I started it from a fruit, and it's growing, and I should put it in the ground. And what place should I put it in the ground? I have lots of room.
Well, first of all, if you started with the seed from that Haas variety avocado, you won't be getting Haas, because that's a hybrid. That's a cross between two types of avocados. And so you're going to get something pretty interesting, and it could be well worth keeping or not. But they need full sun. They need protection from the winter because they're more of a tropical kind of plant. But if you can plant it someplace against a building where it has some nice reflection from the sun, maybe it'll stay a little bit warmer in the winter. But you could put it in a container if you want to start off with, like a half wine barrel, and then put some frost cloth, a lot of frost cloth over it in the winter, and then, you know, figure out a perfect place for it to grow. But you're either going to get a lot, it's going to take a few years, I'm not sure how many years, before you start getting avocados. And you'll enjoy it as a nice...
Protected, huh?
Yes, very much protected. Yeah, at least, you know, for a few years...
Can't put them out in the open? I hear they get pretty big.
Not here they won't, unless you have some perfect microclimate. But you're up there in Cloverdale. It gets really warm, which they love that, but they don't like the freezing temperatures in the winter.
Right.
That's what's going to hurt it. Yeah, so put it someplace... south-facing building, you know, up against you know,
right.
I mean, you can always espalier it, too, if you want, but the main thing is sun.
No guarantee of the fruit.
Right, because you've got one of those parents that they crossed with to get that variety.
It was a
but grow it.
Fruit, that's why I had to try it. And
yeah.
I was successful. You
can find a nursery that sells that particular variety, and then you know what you're going to get.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of nurseries, does A Better Way Nursery sell them?
We can order them in for you. We don't normally carry them because they're a mid-tropics plant. It here, we're such a cold, the cold is their enemy, so... You know, it's a catch. That's why you got to use a lot of frost cloth, especially where you are, to keep it protected. We do have microclimates here.
Is it too late to plant Brussels sprouts? And do you have any
for all those cool season plants? Yeah, and especially where you are now, we're thinking of summer beans, beets,
tomatoes,
cucumbers, tomatoes, eggplant,
forget
peppers, squashes.
Sprouts, huh?
Yeah, forget it. Wait until fall. Sorry.
I've been waiting for summer and spring. I'm not ready for fall. I'm just too wet. I haven't dried out.
Wow. Well, when it does start to...
normal winter.
When it does start to dry out, then you can go ahead and get your summer plants going.
Exactly.
Okay.
I sure do appreciate your program. You guys
Thank you, Bill.
Fantastic.
Thanks for your call,
Thank
Bill.
You.
It was good to hear from you from Cloverdale, and hopefully we'll be visiting there next February for the Cloverdale Citrus Fair. Let's try to grab one more call before we have to take a break. Let's come out to Sebastopol. Mary Ann would like a word with us. Welcome to Garden Talk this morning at A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Hi, Mary Ann. Is Mary Ann there? Maybe Mary Ann is not there. Maybe she hung up. Okay.
She had to go.
Maybe she had to go. She wanted to talk about lemons, but maybe she changed her mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call back, please do so, Mary Ann, 636-1350. Let's take a final break, and we'll come back with our final few minutes for Garden Talk with Daniel R. Gibbs from A Better Way Produce and Nursery. This is KSRO.
Loose ball to Thompson. Throw ahead, KD.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks.
One step and a right hand dunk for Durant and a timeout.
KSRO.
Hello, I'm Joyce DeFalla, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We want to let you know that in addition to our Sunday morning services, we also have an informal Sunday evening gathering at 7 p.m. and a free one-hour class on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We'd also like to invite you to visit our store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of items for the spiritually inclined. Open Sunday through Wednesday, that's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. Or visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
Join Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour for the spring open house of A Better Way Produce and Nursery, broadcasting live Saturday, May 11th from 9 to noon.
Meet owner Daniel Gibbs, botanical artist and licensed landscape contractor, and experience his family's unique farm and nursery. Check out their new beneficial insect display. Tour the grounds and see nearly 1,000 plant species, easy-to-shop sections dedicated to categories like good under oaks, good under redwoods, drought-tolerant dwarf, spring color, and more. See their small spaces demonstration gardens and their koi pond. Just in time for Mother's Day, they have beautiful hanging flower baskets. Once an hour, enter to win one. Must be present to win.
That's the spring open house of A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Live broadcast with Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour. Saturday, May 11th from 9 to noon at 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Talk. A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
This is North Bay Biz Country.
The May issue is out, and this month's issue is all about housing, real estate, and construction. This is Lawrence Amaturo, publisher of North Bay Biz Magazine. We're your one-stop shop for hot trends, topics, and issues impacting Napa, Marin, and Sonoma, all in living color, each and every month. Well, it's been 19 months since the 2017 firestorm, and recovery, resilience, and hope are under construction. This month's cover story explores our rebuild success and the challenges we still face. In Fighting Fire with Forethought, you'll learn about new construction trends that are making our homes safer than ever. How critical is your downtown to your community? For decades, Rohnert Park residents have longed for one, and now the friendly city will finally get it. It's called Station Avenue. It will revitalize and transform the community, and it couldn't happen soon enough. So if you're not one of our 50,000 readers yet, get your free issue by emailing us at sample@northbaybiz.com.
Helping grow your business isn't just something we do, it's all we do.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from A Better Way Produce and Nursery, the 2 hours has flown by with Daniel R. Gibbs. What's the R stand for?
Robert.
Oh, okay.
Ruthless.
That's right. Relentless.
Relentless.
There you go.
Rutabaccia. Rutabaccia.
That's right. Yeah, Rutabaccia. There you go.
Hey, thank you for sitting in. You're just a font of knowledge. And we hope we can have you on at the Sonoma County Fair in just a few months.
Yes.
Okay. We'll look for those sunflowers.
We'll always compete for the best.
And your hours, are you open? What are your hours here at the nursery?
9 to 4:30, 7 days a week.
7 days a week. Well, we hope people will stop by at least this weekend for Mother's Day, if not in the coming weeks. Thanks,
lots of flowers for your mom.
Lots of flowers for your mom.
That's
we'll
right.
take a break at this point. We'll change clothing and get ready for Chef John Ash as we meet him in the KSRO kitchen. We'll have a couple special guests coming up, and we invite you to dine with us during the next hour from East Wind Bakery. They'll be here. The guys, the bakers, will be here, and then we'll taste some ice cream with Jorge Alcazar from Frozen Art, also here in Roseland and Sebastopol Road. This is KSRO.
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Steve Kerr.
I'm Sean Livingston.
And you're tuned in to KSRO Santa Rosa,
the North Bay headquarters of Dumb Nation.
Matic rescue by the French military to free four.